Matthew chapter 17 verses 1 to 9. Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with them. And then Peter said to Jesus in reply, Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I'll make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. And while he was speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Rise and do not be afraid. And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, Do not tell this vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, what is your vision of God? The story of the journey to the top of the mountain gives a more intense focus to the challenge of our faith. Jesus takes Peter, James, and John not only on a trip up the mountain, but on a journey within as they experience the absolute wonder of God, the God of all, and his only Son, Jesus Christ. This story makes me ask all over again, who and what is Jesus Christ, really? As a young man, I climbed mountains, and it was a wonderful experience. However, for me, the most difficult and fearful part was coming down the mountain. Even with a good, secure belay, going down a chimney or overhang rock, you can't see the footholds, and you struggle to reach a secure footing. Perhaps the same is true as we descend from high points of our religious experience. Certainly this was the case for the apostles, as Peter wants to extend the spirit of the moment by erecting three tents. It was the time of the Feast of the Tabernacles, a feast that addresses the meaning of the end of time. The cloud is the vehicle of God's presence, and Moses and Elijah are the key figures of God's earlier self-revelation. The story came to life for me as I went about on an icon painting retreat with one of my brothers, Father Brendan McInerney. He explains the theology of icon painting and the Eastern Catholic tradition, and then guides you through the painting of an icon so that in some way the vision or image becomes your own. And of course, this icon theme is central to the Eastern Catholic tradition. This revelation echoes in not only the Eastern Catholic, but also the Russian tradition. You can bring back a great deal from Father Brendan's guidance on this journey to our religious mountaintop. A second experience intensified the theme of transfiguration for me. Some years ago, a parishioner of mine had asked me a number of times to come out and have lunch and meet her boss. Well, sometimes in a busy schedule, this is just the sort of thing that you'd never get around to. Finally, she prevailed. At lunch, it was interesting to hear that her boss was a Middle Eastern Catholic. I went on about my newly acquired interest in icons and the theology behind them. Perhaps I mentioned the Transfiguration and Mount Tabor, only to be astonished, as he said, "But my family owns Mount Tabor. That's where we have our farm." I was speechless. At the end of a most animated conversation, I asked him the next time he went to his home to bring me some gravel from the backyard. So as I speak to you, I look at some of the small gray-white stones that he brought to me. I'm not much on relics, but these stones are a physical reminder of the challenge to take our highest religious experiences and understandings and take them back into daily, ordinary life. Of course, some scholars might suggest that it might have been Mount Hermon, but this is close enough for me. It's as if God is saying, all the beauty you have seen, all the extraordinary people you have met, the wonder and blessings of life itself, these are my gifts to you. And I would have you turn to me in recognition and discover even more perfectly the depth of my love for you and all your brothers and sisters. As Jesus moves up the mountain to be refreshed and renewed in the very identity with the Father, today we renew that tradition in our own hearts. God's greatest achievement, God's most intense love, God's forgiveness and all His perfection and beauty is within our vision and our grasp. This is my beloved Son, whom I well pleased. Listen to Him. The wonder of life, the blessings of redemption, the love of God, the Creator of all, are there before us. I pray that you'll climb to the heights of your best life experiences and let that image present itself today, the God of all glory, not as a distant, strange, or obscure image, but rising up in the very center of your being, life within life, the ecstatic experience of God's beauty and generous love now finds full expression in the very center of your soul. Take some time today. Go to the mountains. May you encounter the very life of God.